In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Cupid, starring Diego Boneta. Created by Katie Cavanaugh Jupe.
It was a brand new day on Mount Olympus. Golden light softly spilling over the horizon like a blessing. Flowers unfurled their petals and turned their faces hungrily towards the sun. Bees began to buzz busily, zigzagging through the dewdrops bedecking the mountain like so many tiny diamonds. It was the morning after the night before. Cupid was fast asleep beneath his silken sheets. He hadn't been long beneath those sheets, if the truth be told. It had been a rather eventful night.
What did Cupid do, Grandpa? Did he get into trouble?
I'm coming to that.
Is it bad? It's so bad, isn't it? I know it is.
Am I telling this story or are you?
You.
Well, that's what I thought. The sun climbed into blue sky in glorious golden splendor. Sleepy squirrels yawn, stretched,
yeah, and... yeah, super cute, Grandpa. We get it. Can you skip to the good bit?
Climaxes don't happen without a build-up, son. You might want to ask your girlfriend about that.
I don't have a girlfriend. What?
Of course you don't. All right, all right. Against my better judgment, I will fast forward to the good bit, as you say. Always up with the lark, Cupid's little brother Beau was completing his morning security checks in Aphrodite's alchemical kitchen.
Today is going to be a good day. All shiny with no mistakes in it. New loom juice vials, check. Fresh PPE, check.
Holy Hades! We've been robbed! Action station!
It was bad.
It gets worse.
What the? This is a violation of my beauty sleep.
Make it stop.
Cupid! Cupid! Are you there? Cupid!
Bo!
Was it you?
What are you?
Did you steal the loom juice?
What are you blabbering about?
Do you have the key to the loom juice store?
Yes, I have the key right here around my neck where it always is. Gordon's glare, what's going on?
The loom juice has been looted!
I don't understand.
You're the only one with the key!
What do you mean, looted?
Every last drop of loom juice! Vermooshed! Poof! Where were you last night? You didn't hit any of your targets!
I got waylaid.
Waylaid? Waylaid why? Waylaid where? Cupid, this is so serious. What happened last
hold
night?
Hold on, hold on. I can't seem to remember. It's just a little sketchy. Hold on. There was a girl.
Sweet just not a girl.
Look, I went to Barry to Bernhardt's Valentine's Ball.
What's up, crazy hearts? I got nothing to preach that the Bernhardt's got to be. Yeah, baby!
Cupid was having the time of his life on the dance floor. Woo! He could feel the music vibrating in every cell of his body. Uh-huh. His senses were on fire. Uh-huh. So many feelings to feel.
Yeah, all right.
But all he could think about was the mesmerizing blonde lady who sashayed up close.
Hey there, good looking.
Hey.
I'm Cupid.
Hey, Cupid. I'm Kimberly.
Can't take my eyes off of you, Kimberly.
And I can't take my eyes off your bling. Woo. Is that a key?
Want to take a closer look, baby?
Oh, so sparkly. So golden.
Is this like a date night?
Something like that.
Did Kimberly and Cupid do kissing stuff?
And the rest?
You only just met her.
Jeez, dork breath. You don't have to ask for someone's hand in marriage to have a good time, you know?
The ritual of marriage may well be overrated, son, but the consequences of infidelity will never go out of fashion. Trust me. I speak from experience.
What's infidelity?
The opposite of love.
What have I told you about flashing your key around? You didn't give it to her, did you?
No. Maybe. I can't remember.
Cupid, did you juice last night?
No, of course not.
Did you?
No! You have to believe me, I know how dangerous it is. I just wanted a party.
Memory blanks are a major side effect of loom juice, Cupid.
Maybe I took some by accident?
If you took loom juice, anything could have happened. Anything!
What if someone spiked my... Gorgon Sclare, what was that?
Bet my wings it's mum. I'm not hanging around to find out.
Cupid! What's going on? Sir? Don't set the Furies on me!
Heal, Furies!
Everybody just needs to calm down!
Calm down? The Furies have turned Olympus upside down. Not a single drop of loom juice is anywhere to be found.
The code won't be told.
I didn't do it! I swear!
Do you expect me to believe that, Cupid? You're the only one with a key!
Just hear me out. Maybe I took a few vials.
Traitor!
Only last night's quota, Mom. No more, I swear.
Tell me it's not true. Tell me you wouldn't steal from your own mother.
No, I didn't steal the entire stash. Just a few. I had no choice. I needed them.
Needed them? For what?
Restrain him, shame him.
Dad, just hold him up.
Not until you tell us what you've done.
Gordon Sclare, stop with the pressure. Back off, both of you. Hey, I never have any space. My life is not my own. Do this, do that, be this, be that. I'm stuck in this tedious loop, this eternal circle. Every single thing I do, every single day is to please one of you. And I just, I needed a break. Hey, I wanted to please myself for once. I wanted one night off, just one night. Call them off, Dad. I had an opportunity to party, so I took it, okay? So I traded some loom juice for a ticket to Barry to Bernhardt's Valentine Ball. So kill me.
You stole from your mother so you could go to a mortal ball?
Not just any ball, Mom. The Bernhardt's Ball. Come on. Those tickets are like freaking gold dust.
Ugh. You cleaned me out of my loom juice so you could party with mortals?
I did not clean you out of loom juice. I borrowed a few vials.
Then where is the rest?
I don't know.
Have you any idea what you've done?
Mom!
Not only have you tossed my trust away like trash, but far worse than that, you have violated the code of Olympus. The code I drilled into you over and over since you were a little boy. Article 777, subsection 7. Olympian magic must never be delivered into mortal hands!
I didn't deliver it to mortal hands, okay? It wasn't like that!
Where is it then?
I don't know, Mom. I can't remember.
Liar!
You no honor, no pride in being an Olympian.
Dad,
consequences, Cupid. Actions have consequences. If you choose to roll a dice, take your chance with destiny.
I made a mistake. Mom!
Not this time, my angel. I cannot protect you.
Furies! Arrest him!
Shame him!
Don't touch my hair!
No!
That smells like rotting flesh. Have you ever heard of flossing? Not the face! Don't touch the face!
I'm calling an Olympian assembly.
An assembly? No, wait, Eris. Eris, my love, let's settle this ourselves. Out of court, we shouldn't go public. He's our son. He's my baby.
Now, how is he to learn if he never pays the price?
You're overreacting.
Tell that to Zeus. Your fate is in his hands now.
Call them off! Call them off!
Better start praying he's in a merciful mood. Olympians, assemble!
Behold the glory.
No offense, Grandpa, but that tune kind of sucked, man. I mean, you know, it's what it is. It's a medieval monk's chant. But, I mean, where's the bass drop?
It's an acquired taste, son. Like a fine wine.
Whatever. I'd rather have a root beer.
Shall we move on?
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Without an online platform, you might as well be dead.
I'm looking for Athena. Have you seen her?
No, that's not became crusaders.
After that, you know, it's been really quiet. And I mean, I thought the blue check mark meant something, but apparently not.
It's called YouTube.
You choose? When did mortals get to choose, Hermes?
Two, Hephaestus, two.
June?
Two. YouTube, it's an online platform. It's the coolest way to get more followers.
What's wrong with a statue?
Mighty Poseidon, commander of the waves, I need you to turn a blind eye to my friends in Oslo. They have urgent espionage in Europe.
That depends, fair Athena, if you unblock me on TikTok.
Oh, very well. But no more twerking in your swim shorts.
Goat yoga, sandbars, mindfulness.
Mindfulness is just a form of prayer. It does not mean that mortals do not care.
Don't defend them, Demeter. Have you seen the state of my temples? My togas are in tatters. These murderous mortals have forgotten who I am.
Patience is a virtue, Hera dear. Life is a cycle. Lay aside your fears.
I refuse to sit here twiddling my thumbs, waiting for the wheel to turn full circle. Hollywood has betrayed us, refusing to tell our story. They have to reboot us, or we will be cast out into oblivion. We will fade away to nothing. Anonymity! Can you imagine that? Worse than Mr. Tartarus!
It's these fake
multiverse franchises.
Absolutely, Apollo.
They are damaging our brand.
Beyond repair, Artemis.
They are all fake,
but mortals think they're real.
It's a cult.
They have superhero statuettes.
In every single home.
They brainwash the children first,
so that the adults follow blindly.
Word.
It's outrageous.
And that's what they are. They're blind.
He's always late.
You should have got an Uber.
Huh?
An Uber.
A whole bird?
Don't worry about it.
Yes, welcome, Olympians. We have assembled.
Let go of my...
Come on! Keep off! Stay back! You're staining my feathers! I said back off, you hags! I know how to kneel.
Silence! Who called this assembly?
All-powerful Zeus, I called this assembly.
Proceed.
My son, Cupid, has committed a crime against immortality.
Is that right? I'm all ears.
Father, hear me. Cupid may have broken the code of Olympus, but he did not mean to. He is young, he is foolish, he is inexperienced in the ways of the world.
She means he's arrogant, stupid, and his inflated ego is totally out of control.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Always good to know you're in my corner.
Cut to the chase, Ares. I have an orgy to attend.
Cupid has stolen his mother's loom juice and traded it for a ticket to some mortal ball. He has deliberately delivered Olympian magic into mortal hands. A clear breach of Article 777, subsection 7 of the Olympian Code. He needs to be punished. I propose a stint in my boot camp. A short, sharp shock will set him straight.
No! No, Father! Ares means to take my son away from me. That brutal boot camp will grind Cupid's spirit to dust. My son is too delicate, too sensitive. Cupid was born to make love, not war.
That's love, not war. That is what Cupid is.
Wait, wait! Can I please speak? This isn't what you think.
Have you committed this crime against immortality or not?
No. Yes. Sort of. A small part of it, but not all of it.
What kind of answer is that? Stop babbling, boy.
The thing is, I'm not sure exactly what happened last night because I can't remember.
The truth will hurt you far less than a lie, boy.
I just wanted to dance, let my hair down. You know, it was too tempting. Have you never been tempted, sir?
Of course I have, all the time. The trick is learning how to avoid getting caught.
He's still practicing that one, aren't you, dear?
Did someone let a harpy in?
Look here! The only key to the store hangs round his neck. What more proof do we need?
Silence! Order, Olympians! Well, well, Aphrodite. I warned you about the creation of loom juice, did I not? I forbade you to tamper with the nectar of the Floss Luminox flower, and yet again, you chose to ignore me.
I had no choice, Father. How else could I increase my popularity and expand my influence?
If you play with fire, Aphrodite, be prepared to get your fingers burnt.
Hypocrite! You would sell your soul for a double tap.
It is not I who stand accused here.
You blame me. I protect loom juice like a gorgon. There has never been a security breach before. How was I to know my own son could not be trusted?
Your children are the ones you need to watch.
Cabron, you men, you're too easy to seduce.
And you women, you are too easy to betray.
Enough! Give me my son. And get me my loom juice back.
One thing at a time, my dear. One thing at a time. It is a matter of urgency that the loom juice is restored to Olympus. It is too powerful, too dangerous, and far too easy to abuse. Mortals must never learn the secrets of our sacred magic. It will be our undoing. Cupid. Am I correct in thinking that, at this time, you cannot tell us with any certainty into whose hands the love potion has fallen?
No, sir.
You gave no thought to what mortals might be capable of if they learned to weaponize loom juice, did you, boy? You were thinking only of yourself.
I guess so, sir.
Mortals will do anything for love. Anything. You understand?
Yes, I do, sir.
We have to act, and fast, mighty Zeus. Deploy a covert force to infiltrate Earth, incognito. Then trigger a surprise attack, followed by a full frontal assault.
Hold your fire, Eris. I have a better idea.
Better than a full frontal? Let's hear it. On your feet, son. Do it. Do it now.
Get your hands off him.
Mom, he is Dad, mom.
Stand up straight, soldier. Chest out, shoulders back. Take your punishment like a god.
Cupid, god of love, I find you guilty of violating our sacred Olympian code, and for that, you must suffer the consequences. It seems you prefer the company of mortals, so I hereby decree that you become one.
No! No! Not a mortal!
No, 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 no! I beg you, do not make me mortal! Please!
You must go down to Earth as a mortal and recover the loom juice. You have exactly 7 days to put your wrong right. If you fail to restore the loom juice to Olympus by the next full moon, I sentence you to eternity in your father's boot camp. Or at least until I remember to set you free.
Finally, a custody battle that the father wins!
Mercy! Mighty Zeus! Grandpa! Mercy! I'll never survive as immortal. I'm not as iconic as I look. I'm intellectually challenged, and I have a terrible sense of direction.
Furies, strip him of his wings and his weaponry.
My wings! My fine feathers! No, don't break my beautiful bow! My designer arrows!
Let this be a warning to you all. Olympians, this assembly has ended. And if I catch any of you trying to help him in his mission, there will be hell to pay. Listen to me.
You see, that's what I'm talking about, Grandpa. Nobody ever heard Cupid out. Parents never listen. I mean, not properly. They're too busy bickering and nagging nonstop. Cupid might be guilty, but he's not that guilty. Right?
Guilty's guilty, son. I wasn't aware of a sliding scale.
Yeah, but you can't just punish people when you don't have all the facts.
It happens all the time. Get used to it. Stop pacing up and down. You're putting me off. Now then, where was I? Oh, yes. Cupid had never felt more alone and desolate. Demeter accompanied him to the heavenly grove in East Olympus. He called the Olympian elevator where his transformation into a mortal was scheduled to take place.
But Demeter, how can I recover the loom juice when I didn't even steal it in the first place? And I can't even remember anything. What do I do? I don't know how to be mortal.
Peace, child. The things that break us often are the things that make us.
But I don't want to be broken.
Here, take this.
Business card?
Blooms is my business in West Hollywood. Seek out there a florist that's good.
Blooms? A florist? How is that even?
If you feel you're at a loss, look no further for a boss.
I don't need flowers, Demeter. I need a crack team that's packing.
Sometimes help may come to you from where you least expect it to.
Don't go, Demeter, please. I'm scared.
Psst. Keep it.
Scoop-o.
I wanted to give you something.
You have nothing I need.
Here.
What is it? A floss luminox seed? What am I supposed to do with that?
It has magical properties.
Yeah, only when it blooms, and that takes 3 years. I have 7 days.
Only trying to help.
Scoot! Before I make you scoot.
Welcome to the Olympian portal. Oh, it's you, Cupid. Well, you're clearly going down.
Can I at least choose an incognito?
Don't be ridiculous. Mortals come as they are. Whenever you're ready, some of us have lives to live, you know.
Okay, I'm coming. Is this gonna hurt? I don't have any experience of pain.
It's agony.
Just don't mess with my hair, okay? It took me years to grow it out. Is that my heartbeat?
Well, it's not mine. We will be descending by an alternate route today, and it certainly won't be scenic.
What's gonna happen to me?
I would suggest keeping your eyes closed and making yourself secure, but it's entirely up to you. Mortality will be activated in 5, 4,
gonna be sick,
Welcome
I'm gonna be
to
sick!
Welcome to West Hollywood, mortal. If you could vacate my void, I'd be much obliged.
Mommy! That man, he has no clothes on.
Our stage was set. Cupid's mortality had begun. His destiny lay in his hands now, and he was crushingly aware of time's tick-tock, tick-tock. The task that lay before him felt overwhelming and insurmountable. But right now, he had a more pressing concern. Nudity, it seemed, wasn't a good look on Earth. He had to find himself something to wear, and fast.
This can't be happening. Excuse me. Thank you.
Pleasure's all mine.
I'm so cold, I can't stop shivering.
Check out the streaker.
Can you step aside, sir?
Nice ass.
Ow, don't touch my ass. Top guy. Sounds like my kind of shop.
Ooh, I have the pants in a smaller size. Hey, are you off the TV? One of those pranking shows?
Trust me, you don't want to know. Sweet Theseus. I look like a dork.
Oh my, that outfit is dreamy. It looks divine on you. Do you work out?
No, duh.
Look at you.
Just so you know, I wouldn't be seen dead in this gear.
But it's so rad. The pink really sets off your skin tone.
Gotta go.
Excuse me, sir. The register's this way. Hey, stop that man. He's stolen his clothes.
Bloom's Florist, 9870 Fairfax Avenue, which is that way. Ah!
Hey, mister!
Hey, watch where you're going with that scooter. Are you trying to kill me, kid?
You look like you need protection.
Yeah, I do. From you.
Who are you running from?
No one.
Where are you running to?
Nowhere.
Got it. Want to borrow my wheels to get there quicker?
Yes, Kimberly, the bouquets will be fresh on the day. White roses with gypsophilia. The table centers will look magical. Peonies and pansies are such a striking combination. So vibrant. Of course, Kimberly, Mr. de Bernhardt is top priority for Blooms, my top priority client. Anything extra I can do, always. Exclusive, yes. Yes, you made that very clear. Delivery to Bernhardt Studios, 4 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be there. I need to get some help around here. Come on out then, Jasmine. You smell like heaven. Into the fresh air, anemones. Hey, hold your heads up high, Gladioli. Can't you see that sky?
Watch out! Hey, lady!
Are you okay?
I think so.
Is this Blooms the Florist?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. I need blooms.
Hand tied or single stem?
Ow! Ah! My hand, it hurts. Ow! Ow, it hurts so bad.
Oh, my. Take a breath, it's okay. Sir, let me see. It's just a scratch.
A scratch? I'm in agony.
It'll pass. Just breathe.
Ah! Blood, look. Actual blood on my leg. I'm dying.
It's only superficial. We can clean that up. You'll be totally fine. I won't.
Blood is leaking out of my veins. I'm dying.
Hey.
I'm mending.
Hey.
I'm dying.
Hey, don't pass out on me. Hey. Hey, are you okay? Sir? This is not what I needed today. Hypochondriac with death anxiety.
Oh, wow. Jeez. I mean, Cupid's never going to make it as immortal.
And I thought I was a wuss.
Pain, my child, is our greatest teacher. That being said, Cupid only had 7 days to learn. A rather tight time frame, don't you think? He'll need a miracle to even locate the loom juice, never mind steal it back again. Rose may be able to help him, but he'll have to win her over first. Cupid's going to have to summon a whole lot of courage to complete this impossible task. Settle down and settle in, boys. Things get a little crazy from here on in. Brace yourselves for death traps, deadly demons, and more twists and turns than a Minotaur's maze.
Cupid stars Diego Boneta as Cupid, Naomi Aki as Rose, Ian McElhenney as Grandpa and Zeus. Kit Rackeson as Dylan. Jack Dylan Grazer as Jason and Kenny. Jacoby Jupe as Bo and Scooter Boy. Dylan Francis as Dionysus. Teresa Ruiz as Aphrodite. Barnaby Kay as Ares and Apollo. Ryan Schreim as Hermes. Enzo Squilino Jr. as Hephaestus. Don McDaniel as Athena, Kimberly, and the Olympian Elevator. Anthony Howell as Poseidon. Sharon Deuce as Hera and Fury 2. Katie Kavanaugh Jupe as Demeter and Fury 3. Annie Haig as Artemis. With additional performances by Elsa Cipolletta, Kelsey Peterjohn, Mark Cedric Smith, Omar Mata, Mara Schuster Lefkowitz, Sarah Elizabeth Thompson, Winston Venjapelli, Sarah Kalid. Written and directed by Katie Kavanaugh Jupe. Executive produced by Diego Bonetta, Katie Kavanaugh Jupe, Chris Jupe, David Vernon, Rob Herding, Sandra Yi Ling, and Michelle Zarati. Co-executive producers, Naomi Aki, Rupert Friend, and Jack Dylan Grazer. Produced by Xinyan Hiyu and Brandon Weisner. Co-producers Natalia Bonetta and Phil Keefe. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Original song written by Andrew Romanda, Katie Kavanaugh Jupe, and Darren Johnson. Additional music and music editor, Ryan Kesley. Assistant music editor, David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashore. Additional recording by Justin Stanley. Edited by Chris Jupe and Beatrice Noronha. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Jeffrey Fettig. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Additional mixers, Sarah Ma and Dhruv Argawala. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona and Sam Beasley. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson, Paula Wolfsdorf, and Noah Jorgensen. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Post coordinator, Beatrice Noronha. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chen Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Ashton Harold, and Ben Swimmer. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Cupid is a Q Code, Double Garage Films, and Three Amigos production.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure. You'll let me go. Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step. All right, you assholes.
Jack, look out!
Let's go! Move it!
Yeah, run! That's it. And spread the word. Don't mess with Rust. Ever. Anyone who tries is gonna... Oh, forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.